This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Look, I know there are days when we start with this corporate story or that, and you probably say, come on, Kai, it's one lousy company. How much of a difference can it really make? I mean, the American economy is a $19 trillion beast, right? Well, yes, right. But we bring you now the Boeing Company, which yesterday, as you know, announced it's going to stop making, for a while anyway, its fatally flawed 737 MAX. A problem, yes, for the company, for its suppliers, too, about which more in a minute, but also quite possibly a problem for that $19 trillion beast, the American economy. Because as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, GDP growth could hit some Boeing-induced turbulence.
Before Boeing announced its production halt, its growing stockpile of undelivered 737 MAX planes had been boosting GDP, says Tim Quinlan, senior economist at Wells Fargo.
And so when they just simply stop making them, well, that inventory boost goes away. So without that boost, growth is now lower in the first quarter.
Quinlan estimates that the production halt could lower overall GDP growth by 0.5%. That's a small fraction of the overall U.S. economy, but Luke Tilley, chief economist at Wilmington Trust, says it's hard to imagine any other company having such an impact on growth.
Boeing is incredibly large. Obviously, it has a lot of employees, and the scale of the cutback here would be in the billions of dollars.
Boeing says the production halt is temporary and that it doesn't plan on laying off or furloughing the thousands of workers working on the 737 MAX assembly lines. Tom Derry, CEO of the Institute for Supply Management, says those workers have valuable skills Boeing doesn't want to lose in a competitive job market.
Hanging on to the skilled workforce that they have is a key strategic imperative for Boeing.
But if Boeing's production halt drags on, Tim Quinlan at Wells Fargo says furloughs and layoffs will be harder to avoid. That would immediately impact paychecks.
But eventually, it starts to pass through to the various suppliers for that factory and knock-on effects to other industries that service those workers.
He says if workers end up getting furloughed or laid off, everyone from parts manufacturers to the sandwich shop across the street would be contributing less to GDP. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.